Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everybody to the Sloppy Joes podcast and happy Easter. It is Good Friday when this comes out. It's the start of the Easter celebrations. But sadly, if you know why we celebrate Easter, unfortunately, Jesus has died. And it's a bit like here on the Sloppy Joes podcast, because Joe Smith is no longer with us. Ethan James is, though. Ethan, sad news, isn't it? Sad, very sad.
Yes, but you see, I've got hope. It's Easter time, actually, Joe, because when Jesus died, he did come back. And also forgiveness for all those people who believed in him and that for eternal life. That's another side bit.
It bloody is. Now, how about me and you, even? Who's Judas?
Oh, that's a good question, Joe. Definitely me.
I mean, we've got probably one of the biggest guests we've ever had on this podcast. Not just like large like me. He's actually got, I'd say, one of the biggest names in the world, you'd say.
Oh, it must be Santa Claus.
No, it's Santa Claus's mate. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Sloppy Joes podcast, we have the Easter Bunny joining us.
Oh, wow.
Easter Bunny. Bounce. Yeah, get in there, Easter Bunny. Wow, Easter Bunny.
How we doing?
Look at
we're
you.
We're doing all right.
Look at you there. Unfortunately, your bunny ears don't fit in the frame, but we can tell they do look great.
Nah, thank you. It's good to be here. It's good to be here, mate. Right, you know, I'm about doing a rare, doing Easter Bunny things, you know.
First thing we said, just do your normal voice, and now you've got down. the sort of Godfather route.
You know, I didn't want people to think, oh, I think I know that fella through his voice. So if I do something like this, they're not going to have a bloody clue who
it is. It's half an hour long, this episode.
We can keep it up.
Oh, wow, what have you got there?
I've got some eggs. Here, mate. Have some of them. Oh, fuck you. Have some of them, mate. They're for you, mate. Hey? Don't say I don't do nothing for you.
Just roll me, man. Just roll me, man.
You'll get the treatment.
They broke the bloody computer. Oh, Easter Bunny, have you been?
I've been all right, mate. You know me, doing my Easter Bunny things.
Yeah?
I've been hopping around, you know, shagging people. You know what we're like, me and the Easter.
Easter Bunny. What do you do during the year then? Do you travel much? Do you go away?
I do. I travel all over, you know, see what the grounds are like, you know, see where we can, thump our feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do. Do you know what it means, Ethan?
Is that not a euphemism round there?
No.
Is that just in the fairy tale land we say that then, is it?
Yeah. Who else in the fairy tale land?
Old Father Christmas.
Yeah.
Old Santa, I call him.
Is he like the mayor?
He's a bit of a dick, you know.
Oh, really? Santa's a dick?
He's one of them people that you'd invite in to do a podcast like this and he'd sit there.
Oh.
Like that.
I think people after a couple of minutes of listening to you might wish you just did that as well. this might be a struggle, Easter Bunny.
He's one of them ones, you know, he's all full of himself. He's full of himself.
Oh, he's full of himself.
He's full of himself, you know. He ain't got nothing to be full of himself about, you know, the size of fella. But you know me, I'm the Easter Bunny. I hop around, do things, wagging my tail.
Wagging your tail,
make chocolate. That's what I've been doing, mate.
Been
making a load
chocolate.
Of chocolate.
Making chocolate.
I can't believe any of this true, actually.
Been judging people's drawing on Easter eggs, just eggs. You know, it ain't Easter yet.
Did you do that, Ethan, ever?
Oh, yes, I did, actually. The characters and things alike.
You used to boil an egg, didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know if you did this, Bunny.
No.
And then you used to decorate said egg.
Yeah.
And it used to go against other eggs. Do you remember what you did? Because I remember mine.
I probably would have done Humpty Dumpty.
That's classic, mate.
Yeah.
You know what I did? I sacrificed, as a kid, in year three, I sacrificed my WWE wrestling ring and made my eggs that were hard-boiled wrestlers.
Now that's bloody good. That's
that would that have won the award?
That would have done my, that would done me. But my favourite one was the Jimmy Savile one. That was funny.
Wow, what,
you know,
there?
Like,
wow.
Someone's dressing him up like Jimmy.
Really?
You know, got the blonde wig, got the cigar drawn out.
What's your favourite?
Glass, mate. It was fucking spot on.
Yeah, but
anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't being funny. Like, as drawn eggs go, like I'm going for art. Like, it's close to possibility that you possibly can. You know, it's bloody wonderful.
Right. Well, are you right to stick around?
Of course I can. Oh, you've booked me for the full evening, mate. Yeah. Oh, you've got me till
two. Are you happy
over
with this, Ethan?
Oh, delighted, it's true.
Yeah? Do you have any questions for the Easter Bunny?
What can I ask you, Easter Bunny?
Come on, I ain't got all day.
What's your favourite food?
my favourite food? That's a great question. I love carrots.
Nice,
you know, that goes without saying. Celery. Can't go wrong with celery. You know celery.
Yeah, I've heard of celery, but
water, basically. You know? Water. You know water.
I know water. Yeah, so I'm saying like I don't know stuff. I know what you mean. Yeah, so you like celery.
I like celery. Like lettuce. You know, just all the veg.
You're very healthy.
You know, mate, look
at me. What's the most unhealthiest thing that you eat?
Condition. Other rabbits. It's just a little joke there that I've got going with the other fairy tale lot. No, my other favourite food, I'd say, is a beef Wellington.
Nice, delicious, right.
Love a beef Wellington.
I've got like a little surprise for everyone. Not a surprise, but...
Love surprises, all about me, doing myself.
Go on, what surprises?
Well, I leave eggs about, don't I? That's a surprise. Actually, they know they're coming, I suppose, don't they? Well, they don't know where they're going to be hidden. So when they find them, they're like, bloody hell. That's a surprise.
Especially when you leave one that looks like Jimmy Savile in the wrong place. Well, that wouldn't be a surprise. So what we're going to do, as it's Easter and it's time to celebrate. It's Good Friday, everyone.
Celebration.
Celebration. We're going to bring back Fart Club for 1 week. Fart Club. So there is an amazing group that... sort of we started as a podcast.
You started.
We all started, called Fart Club. And essentially, it is a group of men who have joined this club and all send in their amazing trumps.
Yeah, lovely.
And I want to do A, B, C, D. So I'm going to play you four of them.
Come on.
And in the comment section to celebrate Easter, you let me know what your favourite is.
What my favourite fart is.
Easter Bunny, you can have your own opinion on this one.
Gotcha.
Oh, this is sent in from Anonymous.
Now it ain't.
Oh my god. Fucking hell.
Boy can hold a tune.
No way.
Now that's I'm flabbergasted real. By that. At 10 seconds at least, right?
Yeah, 10 seconds.
Bloody hell.
So that one was A. I'll just send it to the group so we don't forget, Ethan.
Oh, my God. Right, yeah, great.
This is B. Short but sweet.
Yeah.
Like that one.
Ooh. It's got a ring to it.
Like that one. What do you mean?
Is that loads of them? Or is that just one?
That was just one.
Just
there,
one, right.
Unfortunately, I had this, like, autoplay thing.
Unfortunately.
What else? All right, here is C. So you had A was really long. B was sort of straight to the point.
All right.
Let's try and find a decent one. This one is from France.
France, sorry.
Now, I've got to say...
Go on.
How brilliant was the start of that part?
Honestly.
It sounded like a fucking tune. Let's do it again. Let me play it to you again. This sounds unbelievable. It's just the start.
Well, that one's going to win, surely.
Do you know what that sounds like? It sounds like the start of Universal.
Oh,
dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
And this is one from Mitch Page.
So not C. Wow. Wow. Wow.
You picked that one because of the high sound waves. I can only imagine that, was another thing.
That one was D.
That one was my favourite so far.
Oh, no, stop that now. That's not funny. I'm timestamp and that. So
no, we've
play.
Got to play that one.
That's not
that
play.
One is Ethan, the dirtiest.
No, if you didn't hear an option E there, it's because Ethan deleted it.
That was unclean.
So let me know your favourite, A, B, C or D. Now, who wants to take part in our Easter Family Fortunes?
Yes, please.
It's going to be, unfortunately, it's going to be you two against each other. The Easter
Here
Bunny
we go.
Against Ethan. Now, right. Easter Family Fortunes is very simple.
Here we go.
Very simple. I have got a selection of really, really easy questions, so it shouldn't be too difficult. All you've got to do is tell me what you think the most popular answer was. This is out of 150 people who were questioned. I want you to... Have you got any pen or paper? You can imagine it.
You know me, I've got a very imaginative mind.
Okay. Are you ready, Ethan, as well? You ready?
So is it like Family Fortunes where you buzz in?
It's like the reverse of Pointless.
Yeah, it is Family Fortunes. You buzz in if you think
right,
you know it.
Gotcha.
All right? So what your name is? Easter Bunny? That's how you shout it.
Easter Fanny.
As Ethan, you're going to shout Ethan, yeah?
Well, I'll probably buzz in quicker because I've got a lot less syllables than these step on.
Shout Ethan James.
Right. You've got then, if you get one right, we'll get you into the final stages. You have to get all four right in front of me to then get the point. And then someone else can steal at the end.
Fucking hell.
It sounds quite confusing. Just go with it.
Yeah, right.
I asked 150 people. Name a religious day leading up to Easter Sunday.
Easter Panic, right.
Easter Bunny.
Valentine's Day. What? Cupid ain't.
No, he's out. You're out. You're out.
Wait, is that
you're
gone?
Out.
Is that not right?
You're out. All right, you're out. He's fucking
leading up.
Actually, no. Actually, I'll give you another go. You got two lives. One life's gone.
Ethan James.
Yeah.
Diwali.
Are you all...
Diwali?
No.
Something leading up to...
Yes, like a religious figure leading up... A religious day leading up to...
Christmas.
International Women's Day.
No!
8th of March.
No!
Paddy's Day.
A religious day leading
Saint
up to
Paddy's
Easter
Day.
Sunday.
Paddy's Day. Is that...
No, not Paddy's Day!
Oh, I know! A Good what? Friday.
Good Friday!
Oh, for God's sake.
Fuck me.
That was easy.
Right, you get the point, Easter Bunny, but other days you could have said is Maundy Thursday, Shrove Tuesday, or Ash Wednesday.
Did you just say Monday Thursday?
Maundy.
Oh, Maundy. Sorry.
Name me a famous, apart from the Easter Bunny, name me a famous bunny.
Oh, Roger Rabbit.
Ethan James.
No, he said Ethan James.
Oh, damn it.
Ethan, over to you, mate.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny's number one. Well done.
Brilliant. Do I take it?
You want to take it or do you want to pass it to Easter Bunny?
Oh, it's like that, is it?
I know the other two.
I'll pass it. I'll put
pass
pressure
it, right,
on the rabbit.
You need to get three more. Bugs Bunny's gone.
Is a rabbit a bunny? Technically.
Yeah, I'll take a rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit's in there. And at number four, though. So you've got two more to go.
Roger Rabbit. Easter Bunny.
I'm looking for another rabbit.
Oh, hang on a minute. What's that rabbit from? Oh, Golden Bennett. What's his name? What is it? Rabbit. Easter Rabbit.
No, you've said that. Easter
I know the fella. What's his name? He's the one that hangs around with Winnie the Pooh and all that. Am I right?
That's a pig.
Oh, yeah.
Piglet.
No, you got the yellow rabbit.
What is he called?
Steve.
No, Steve's not out. Right. So, I don't know. You're out.
Can I get the point?
Yeah, you get a point. Can you get one more?
So what we got?
We've got Roger Rabbit, Bugs Bunny. I've got two more. I've got one bunny here and I've got one rabbit.
Oh, I know. Oh, no, I don't.
I don't know, Joe.
You've got...
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah. But in at number two, the Duracell Bunny.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, the one with the batteries.
Yeah, the one with batteries.
Yeah. Me and him go, mate.
Name someone present at the Last Supper apart from Jesus.
Judas. Well, no. Robert Rabbit, Bunny Rabbit.
Easter Bunny Rabbit. Come.
Judas.
For some reason, he's not on there.
Judas? He's like the worst one.
Yeah, well, doesn't he leave?
Oh, yeah.
Ethan, over to you.
I'm going to use the answer again. Peter.
Peter's number one.
Nice.
Lovely. Can you give me two more?
Mark.
Mark's number three. Can you give me one more?
Yeah, Mark. And would have been Thomas. Not Thomas?
No, no, you're out. You're out. Can you give me another name?
John. John's not on it.
Matthew.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Right, have we got another one for you here?
It's a bit of a conspiracy that the Easter Bunny was actually Jesus. I'll leave, like, you, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. It's a TV show, South Park. Yeah, I ruined it.
You watch South Park?
Yeah, of course I do. I've got a laugh, anyway.
Name a way of cooking eggs.
Bunny rabbit, Easter rabbit bunny. Scrambled.
Oh, in at number one, scrambled.
Fried.
In at number two,
sunny side up. Are you most like
omelette's not in.
You omelette in it.
Moving over to Ethan. If he gets one more,
does that mean he wins?
He wins the whole thing.
Oh, mate, that's ridiculous.
Poached.
He's only got a
damage. You got lucky there. I've got a load of elves. We share them through the year. Nice. You know, that's like fairy tale. Like, the tooth fairy gets them in October.
Why?
You know, because Halloween's too much for them.
Oh,
they just can't
lots
hack
of sweets
it. Exactly. It's too much. So they help out over that side. I get them over this time. Because, you know, they're like minions, if you will. You know, chop up a bit of money here and there. Not too much, you know. No, they're elves at the end of the day. You know, scum.
Oh, no. Easter Bunny, you can't say that. Easter Bunny, you can't.
What? What's wrong with that?
You can't just say scum.
Along with the Oompa Loompas as well, Easter Bunny, I'd assume.
Oompa Loompas, we don't see eye to eye, you know.
Right, same industry.
Exactly. We see ball to eye. if you will. So I'm not a fan of the Oompa Loompas. And that's because I just don't have enough time for them.
Oh, that's fair enough. Yeah.
What about the fairy godmother?
Fairy godmother, we go back, you know. Lost my virginity to her, actually. I did.
You lost your virginity.
I tell you, she's a ruddy woman, I tell you that, you know.
Really?
You know, it's all that, you know. Like, magic wand, she makes herself look younger. She turns into whatever you want, if you know what I mean.
What did you ask for?
I asked her a giant egg. You know what I mean? You know? How do you think I get them?
You need a little break.
This is terrible.
Oh, shut up.
No, this is terrible.
Do we have any Easter traditions with the family, Ethan?
Oh, that's a brilliant question, Drew.
It's one that I hope you've got an answer to in a minute and a half. Just to eat into this time a little bit.
what we used to do... Well, we used to, have hot cross buns and that.
Yeah.
can't go much into
like that.
This is one episode with Joe Smith. It's all gone to shit.
I went to a very religious school trip.
Yeah.
So obviously Easter and things, whatever, would be quite big. Which I like to think served me on your question there about the Last Supper.
Yeah.
A little bit of knowledge about that.
Although
kind of
I did
thing.
Ask you, name me a religious day that leads up to Easter Sunday, and you said St. Patrick's Day.
It threw me off a little bit, I must say. It must be religious for some people, I'm absolutely sure, in terms of how important it is. But anyway, Joe, it's obviously a religious festival this time of year. I'm not religious myself, but I think we should just,
leave it in it.
Yeah.
I know someone that's got a good story about Easter. It's just my mate, bear with. Dave!
Yeah?
One sec, I've just got... they're talking about stories, right? Easter story. You told me that good one the other day, didn't you?
What? Yeah, mate, I sure did.
Yeah, I'm just gonna...
Go.
Yeah, Dave,
cut to me. Good to me.
Oh, there we go.
Who's this?
Hello. Just had a little kip down there.
You just said Easter Bunny.
Yeah. We had like that when I was a kid. I drew on all my walls as a kid, and I blamed it on the Easter Bunny. So my mum got him involved, and we had a chat. And that anyway.
Say the story again, Dave.
So when I was a kid, I drew on all my walls and that. all the walls. And my mum came in and went, right, how have you done that then? Why did you do that? I was like, I didn't. The Easter Bunny did. And so that's how I knew him. Anyway, that's not my actual story. One Easter, my dad was, like, I weren't born at this time. It was my older brother. Yeah. He was born. It was Easter time, and my brother was about 1, 2 at the time or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, my brother's had an accident on the shit himself. A bit of like shit came out of his nappy sort of thing, and there's a bit of shit on the stairs, right? And because it's Easter, my dad has assumed this thing on the floor was a bit of chocolate.
Oh no!
So he's gone up and he's licked it.
Oh no!
Honest to God, no. I swear on my life, this is true. And yeah, you can imagine the scenes. No one believed me that, so when my dad came up, I got him to tell everyone.
That's incredible.
You know what, Dave? Yeah. I've actually got a not too far off story.
Go on.
I remember when I went to, it was tradition with me dad before went to Newcastle games, would go to Costa Coffee. And
we got 20 minutes in. This is the best No trip to the local boozer for a pie and mash. A latte.
Straight up.
And I remember I ordered, it was like a winter edition.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like a gingerbread one. And you had like little bit gingerbread bits and, you know, like chocolate like lumps and that all in there. And I remember, I drank it, you see, and then there were all these like bits at the bottom, the gingerbread bits, and the gingerbread bits tasted foul.
It's like soggy.
Oh, it's gross and soggy and just didn't taste good. So I spit it back in the cup, put it down the table.
Threw it on the woman.
Throw it on the woman who served me.
I hate it.
It was horrible. And I remember I was checking my phone because of like the other results and the other fixtures or whatever before the match. And I looked up and I saw my dad drinking the rest of the glass. I just spat back into the thing. And I didn't tell him. I didn't see anything. I just felt sick watching him.
Does he still not know now?
No, he doesn't really watch this. He might see this. So if you see this, Dad, I'm sorry.
No. Anyway.
Well, Dave, you've been on Tuesday's episode.
Tuesday's
episode of the pod.
Exactly.
I look forward to being on it.
If anyone has just sort of had a mini stroke halfway through this podcast. I'll just go get him.
Can you get the Easter Bunny out? Because we've got a 1 out of 10 club, mate.
1 sec.
Lovely.
Easter Bunny. Oh. Yeah, what do you want, mate?
Oh, God,
Just got to talk to him. Your time's up, but I'm on my way. I'll see you in a sec, mate. Give us a second.
Yeah, no, don't worry about that. The wildest part we've ever done.
Oh, here we go.
We're
back again. Here we are.
Shock, I'll never left. Right, so... The 1 out of 10 club. It's like you never left.
You know what I mean?
The 1 out of 10 club.
What is it, Drew? Because you've fucking got it out already without revealing it.
We've already got it out.
All right, yeah.
So the 1 out of 10 club is different to the 9 out of 10 club Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny, we celebrate the 9 out of 10 club is the best food.
Best things we love.
The 1 out of 10 club is awful food.
Right.
And some of the stuff we'll be having over Easter time is, and this is for the 1 out of 10 club, shit Easter chocolate.
I remember that.
That includes white chocolate eggs and a selection of shite, no offence Easter Bunny,
shite
sort of small like manufactured chemically eggs, built eggs. So have one of these, Ethan. Ethan another one. Easter Bunny, your opinion on white chocolate?
Not a fan. Actually, here's a fun fact for you. You may not have known. No chocolate actually in white chocolate.
Oh, I think I did know this, but is it like a completely different thing? What is it?
I don't fucking know, do I?
Surely you'd be ready for a follow-up question. Surely you'd... Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny.
If you're going to bring
a fact like that to the table, please know the answer. Instead of turning it on me.
Oh,
and
no, ask again. I've got something.
What's in white chocolate, then, if not chocolate?
White chocolate's made out of a chemical format known as Silogen Silicisi. And what they do with it, they mould it all together like a button nut, like squash, like sort of thing. And they mould it all together. And then from that, they silicone it. They put it in silicone. They wax dry it. You know, it's got a lot of air in it, white chocolate, usually. So they got to debone that as well.
Debone
and
it?
And then, you know, they've got to be careful. It's like a fish, in a way, you know, like running around in the desert. It's like a little white chocolate fish.
Like, hold on, like fishes famously do, run around in the desert. You're off your fucking head, Eastern one here. I'm sending you home soon. Right, let's have a bit of white chocolate as well, like fishes do. Fucking hell. Famously, yeah. Fuck me. Right, do you want a bit of white chocolate, Easter Bunny?
Yeah. Ooh. Or, I don't like Nestle either. Not a fan of Nestle.
Yeah, they can fuck off.
Yeah, innit? Ooh.
Quite nice. Ethan brought in the white chocolate. You hate white chocolate, Ethan?
It's shite.
No, what do you mean?
It's not even chocolate. See? Shite.
Yeah, but it tastes alright, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. Texture's funny. What is chocolate about? It's about a rich feeling to it, isn't it? You know, that cocoa taste. This just tastes of off milk. What do you say?
Off? Nah. You've tasted off milk.
Curdled milk?
Of course I have.
When was the last time?
Do you think I have normal milk, this guy?
Do you have off milk?
Yeah.
All the time.
Gives that a little bit of sourness to it. I know.
Here's a rabbit.
I love a chocolate egg.
Yeah.
More you than do. Next man.
Oh, yep, definitely.
Malteser, chocolate egg.
What?
Malteser or a chocolate egg?
Chocolate egg.
Chocolate egg.
Joe's 100% booking the first flight back from Bangkok when he sees us.
What, am I not appearing again or what?
No, not till next year.
Well, yes. That's so true.
You go back and look after your elves. Yeah. Who, as we all know, are scum. Yeah. Right, this synthetic sort of chemically made shite Easter egg.
Shit.
Yeah.
And white chocolate Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shit.
One out of ten.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah.
Ethan?
I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've really got myself into recently, Drew?
What?
I'm not a snacker, but as of recently, I've just gone non-stop snacking the last week or so.
Oh, really? What's your top snacks?
Well, the other day I went to Tesco Express, and after dinner, I got a jar of lemon curd.
What?
I got a jar of lemon curd. I got...
Hey, what'd you get? To these
I got...
Keep your finger on round.
Oh, yeah. A jar... of lemon curd. I got some bread. I got some 4 cheese strings.
Wait, whoa!
And I got a big bar of that Lindt dark chocolate.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's what I didn't make it, but Dave made it out of that. That's all, folks.
And
one sec.
No. Stay there.
I mean,
stay there. Dave's not coming back up.
And I must say, I ate all 4 cheese strings, 4 slices of toast with lemon curd, and I ate the full bar of chocolate. I don't know what's going on with us. But that Lindt dark chocolate was what I was going to get to. I really strongly recommend this.
Thank you very much. Ethan recommends
70% or 85%?
Actually, it's the salted one.
Oh, the blue one.
Yeah, the blue one.
Yeah. I know the type.
Fantastic. The type. Honestly, really, really good.
What's your... go on, sorry, what were you going to say?
It puts this chocolate to shame, Joe, is what I was going to say.
What's your weekly meal now for the Easter Bunny? He has very funny weekly meals.
I've been quite bad recently. For the last couple of nights, I found this place called Yaya's on the takeaway, And I could get a full biryani for $6.99.
That's pretty good.
So I've had
you
that.
Just order that. Just,
yeah.
Does it come just by itself?
Yeah, you can add a bit more. You can add like a bit of.
I know how a takeaway works.
Chicken. You can add like.
You can add more. No way.
You ever had a burgerism?
No way.
Oh, he's had many a burgerism.
Easter
Bunny. Do you know you two? I mean, Easter Bunny and you live so close to each other.
We do. We realise
it.
Have
you bumped into each other?
No, we haven't.
No, we have.
We haven't had the pleasure.
I would have spotted those ears a mile off as well.
You would have done. You would have done.
So you've had two biryanis the last 2 days.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I had a Nando's yesterday.
Playboy. He was one of the answers, wasn't he? Playboy
Bunny.
Yeah.
I gave you all the answers.
As Duracell. Playboy should have been on there.
Duracell, I remember.
You look a bit like the Playboy Bunny, don't you?
Well, I was hoping one of you would mention it sooner, but you know, me and Hugh Hefner is. I hope that's his name. Is he the one?
No, yeah.
Lame is. No, it's Hugh Hefner. Yeah, no,
which
we
one's
go
from
back.
Lame is?
Hugh Grant. Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's from
Hugh Lame Jackman. Anyway. Yeah, it was my idea to put Braille on some of the photos.
Oh, yeah.
You know, making sure everyone can get involved.
What would the Braille say? Right. As you can see, this has been the Easter special. Sadly, Jesus has died today. But make sure you eat your chocolate to remember him. It does get better than this, I promise you. Tuesday's episode is better than this, I promise you that.
Well, I think this one's pretty good.
Yeah. This has been good.
This is a cracker.
Yes, it's a cracker. Nutcracker.
Crackers.
Right, Easter Bunny. Bye, mate. Take care of yourself.
See ya. Nice to. I'll see you around.
See you, Easter Bunny.
Go give Ethan a hug. No, leave that chocolate there. Go give Ethan a hug. Right, everyone. Happy Easter. Tuesday's episode lands as normal. We've got special guest galore whilst Joe's away.
Nice to see you, mate. Lovely to be here. Thank you.
It is bye from us now. Leave and subscribe. Happy Easter, everybody!
Yes, happy Easter. See you later.
Bye.
See ya.